Good morning, Gokul Dham.
Wait, I'ma try and use earphones. Wait, boys. Ladies and ladies, hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, you big bloody beautiful legends. Welcome to the Karan Kapadia show. It's been a while. I apologize. Life's been moving fast. I'ma give you some updates. Hopefully, I'll make you laugh a little. Let me just put my earphones on and world out. You know those kind of people who say earphones in, world out. Like, yeah, what? Yeah, who gives a fuck? Nobody wants to talk to you either, bitch. Shut up. No, but for real, like, earphones in, world out. Yeah, and who gives a fuck? I give a fuck why? Bro, I think people's opinions are starting to get stupider day by day. Like, someone will like, people start to behave as if they're the only people in the world that matter. I know it's good to, you know, be talk about yourself, you know, it's good to care about yourself, but there is a difference between caring about yourself and like behaving as if you're the only person that exists. No, you're not. Chill, peace out, fucking relax. Okay, all right, chill, take it easy, take it the fuck easy. Sorry man, I don't know why I'm just too excited to be here, bro. But what I mean is, you know, there are certain type of people who will come up and say like put up posts like, oh, my life is this, my life is that, I'm on my hustle, I'm on my grind, you can't stop me. Yeah, hum rok bhi nahi rahe. Hume kuch lena dena nahi. Are sab apne life mein busy hai yaar. Tu kaun, who gives a fuck about your story and your Instagram story and you putting up saying that you are on your grind. I don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a flying fuck about your goddamn grind. Someone needs to drill it into people's head. Nobody gives a jack shit about your grind, your hustle, your work culture. Shut up. Who gives a shit? Everybody is busy in their own lives. Everybody has shit to do, man. Nobody cares. So you putting up that story, cool, good for you, you're on your grind. Shut the fuck up and grind. Tere paas time kaise? Tell me how you have the time to put up Instagram stories, reply to people and all that shit when you are on your grind. Is that your grind? Then you're not grinding. Is that your hustle? Then you're not hustling. Bro, firstly, I don't understand what hustle means. I get it. Meaning I get working hard. I think hustling and shit like that is only for entrepreneurs and content creators. And lately, both have been the same. I'm not taking shots at anybody. But if your entrepreneurial drive is being a content creator, there is something that is not setting right. I don't know why. I'm not taking digs at anybody. I'm not saying that, you know, being a content creator is a bad thing. I'm saying if that is what your entrepreneurship is, it's not making sense. Meaning, what value are you adding to the world? An entrepreneur in whatever regard, let's say a service, a product, something, you need to add some value to the world, right? Mark Cuban as a fucking billion, you know, okay, chal, Damon John. Shark Tank bahut dekh raha hu recently. Isliye Damon John, he's the guy who started FUBU. He provided a product to the world. He is an entrepreneur. So you listen to him because he sold one of the most amazing clothing items on planet Earth. A revolutionary cultural thing. But if you make posts and reels and YouTube videos about entrepreneurship where you are not really selling or doing anything, all you're doing is making content, then I don't understand how you are like, you know, I don't understand how you're like an entrepreneur. You're just a content creator. I have a friend, very dear friend of mine, who started a business after she, like, you know, perfect Vedika. Okay, I'll give you some context. I have a friend called Vedika Mehta, very famous content creator. She's had like 230,000 followers and everything. And after she reached 100,000 followers, she started to use her platform that she gained after being a lifestyle influencer to start a dog accessory, not accessory, like bow ties and scarves and shit like that. It's called Perfect Closet. Just check it out. It's amazing. She started that, right? So she's actually an entrepreneur. May it be whatever scale, she might not be at the highest level right now. It might not be the most famous, you know, company right now, but that is, she is an entrepreneur. If she tells you that, okay, I have learned XYZ from my entrepreneurial ventures, you can choose not to listen to her, but she has valid reasons. But if you have not started anything, if you're not doing anything, and you give me advice, there's something up. Like, and don't keep telling me to grind. Main dekh lunga apna yaar. Main apna kar lunga na. Tu chup rahe na, bhosdi hai. Just fucking mind your business. Stop telling me to grind. I hate it. I'm not okay. You know, you can say, Karan, like, oh, you hate it because you aren't doing enough with your life. Maybe. That might be my own personal business. That's not your business. But my point is, maybe you gotta ease out with everything. Maybe you gotta just relax and do your own thing and stop telling people you're doing your own thing. We know you're doing it, na. Hum dekh lenge na. Apne hisab se. Tu chalu karega Tesla Motors India version. To hum dekhenge na. Hum bhi gaadi chalate hai na. ठीक है, पूरी जिंदगी में ऑटो में नहीं बैठना है हमको, स्कूटी पे नहीं बैठना है, बस में नहीं ट्रैवल करना है, कभी ना कभी गाड़ी का ख्वाब देखेंगे, गाड़ी लेंगे और तेरी गाड़ी देखेंगे. तू स्ट्रेस मत ले और स्ट्रेस दे मत बेसिकली. बट ऑन दैट नोट, हेलो एंड वेलकम यू बिग ब्लडी ब्यूटीफुल लेजेंड्स. इट्स बीन अ वेरी 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 लॉन्ग टाइम सिंस आई हैव रिकॉर्डेड एंड आई सिंसियरली अपोलोजाइज. आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू ऑल मिस्ड मी एंड आई नो इट्स माय जॉब टू डू सो, टू बी consistent with my podcast, and I haven't been able to do that. I really really apologize for that. I've been a little not so G with my stuff, and I should change that. I really should. And I've missed doing this. Like, I've been putting up reels and all, and it's been very confusing, man. I'm hopefully, see, I don't want to stop this, you know what I mean? And this is not really, I'm just sharing with y'all. That's what I always do, right? I don't know, maybe in this process I get some clarity, and I don't know, hopefully if you have some advice you can give that to me. But I feel like, you know, sometimes life moves a little too fast. Like, okay, someone rang the bell, fuck, I'll have to open. Guys, wait. Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, we're back. Daddy's back. Oh, by the way, water bottle, bitches. This is a water bottle is what it is. I've saved this water bottle. Nobody's taking this water bottle from me. Bruh, you know what I do? This is the best thing. Firstly, I am very upset at the fact that Indian households do not keep ice in the freezer and instead keep peas and amaras. Look, amaras I get, but peas, kitna peas yaar, kitna, kon khata itna vatana? In Gujarati we call it vatana. Kitna vatana khate ho? Mujhe nahi sa, okay, mere ghar pe roz nahi banta hai, hafte mein ek baar banta hai. तो 8 किलो वटाना क्या कर रहा है मेरे फ्रीजर में यार? Why is there 8 kilograms of peas in my freezer where there should be ice for cold water and sometimes a sandwich ice cream because I love it? Why? Okay, amaras is there, I understand and I appreciate that and I will always thank whoever did that. But the fuck, who is eating so many peas, bruh? I don't get it. I just don't get it. So what I've done is basically, I take this bowl of water, right? And I put it in the freezer. A glass or a bowl, a steel ka. And I put it in the freezer and I freeze it overnight, right? And then I put that in the thermos. After it's frozen overnight, I take that, put it in a big bowl of water, let it, like, you know, become cold water because it's a big chunk of ice. And then I put it in a bottle of water. And that in a thermos, and that I use through the day. And full on. But yeah. I've been peacing out a little. Not really, bro. Life's been moving a little too fast, man. I don't know where to go from here. I'm not saying that, like, okay, everyone's life is moving fast at my age. I'm 23 and, you know, life's fucking, it's going haywire. A lot of it is because I started working. I really want to work a lot. I want to work hard. I hope that I can. I started working at this spray paint company called Cosmos, which makes spray paints. If any of y'all want, contact me. I'll sort y'all out. But spray paints is what this company makes. And I'm doing marketing and sales there. So I'm doing sales also. And I'm doing marketing also. And basically the whole idea is that I'm doing stuff there. And I want to continue doing stuff there. And I want to make money so that I can grow this podcast. And if I grow this podcast, hopefully y'all are more entertained. If y'all are more entertained, my life has been worth it because I am a spectator sport at the end of the day. Yeah, that's that. So I wake up at about 7:30, take a bath, have a coffee. No, first I wake up. First I gather my thoughts. Then I have a coffee. Then I go poop. After I'm done pooping, I go take a bath. After I'm done taking a bath, I put on some formals because I'm not about that casual clothing culture. I like wearing formals. I like wearing a nice shirt. It makes me want to work more. I don't know why, but wearing formals to work makes you want to work harder. Like, I just want to keep my laptop open. If I'm wearing formals, my laptop's open and I'm typing. Even if I'm typing, the horse went tabrak, 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 I am typing. I am doing something if my formals are on. But, yeah, bro, I put on some formals and I head out to work. And I go, I carry a tiffin and everything, the whole jing bang, and I get done by 6:30. I come back home by 7, and after that I either go play football or I go meet some friends or I play some Fortnite. And lately that's been a little chaotic because I'm not being able to find time for all of it, let alone this podcast. Last week I sat on a Saturday and made a couple jokes which I did the same previous Saturday, and I've been posting those. And yeah, I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to figure that out. And hopefully, you know what? Maybe I'll set a dedicated number of days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, no matter what, a podcast should go out. Something like that. Once I get my salary, I'll be able to probably hire someone for 5,000 something. You know, if someone wants to fucking become my editor. Not editor. Editing is, I'm always going to do. But if someone wants to become like, someone wants to be a part of this podcast, we can like, you know, very easily, like it can be possible. You know what I mean? If some kid out there, some 16, 15 year old wants to get some fucking, you know, get some cash in hand and wants to, you know, work, I guess. There's always shit to do for this podcast, like finding guests, all of that, recording, finding a place to record, all these things are there, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's happening and that's the case, and that's what's been happening, bro, more or less in life. And that's the update. But I don't know, bro, it's gotten a little I realize like work people are something. Like, I have friends whose work places are fucking amazing. Like, they have party people at their work, they party with the work people, they dance, they drink, they smoke pot with them, they do like whack shit with them. And here I am with my work people, although I have cool people at work, I have some nice people at work, but they're not party people. They're sales dudes. So everybody's... I've realized when you work at a sales place, no, like somewhere where you have to do sales, everybody's scamming everybody. So nobody's talking honestly. Like, there is nobody who will come and say, yeah, I fucked up. Someone will always say, arey, aap samajhte nahi ho, Karan bhai, aisa hua, phir aisa hua, aap samjhiye, product mast, chup, posadi ki main bhi wahi product becha. I'm doing the exact same thing as you. Stop scamming me. Like, this is what happens when I go out to sell the spray cans. Like, look, 3 days of the week, I probably do the marketing part, and 3 days, I do the sales bit, right?
Yeah. I'll come out. Give me 5.
People are annoying as fuck, huh, bro. Nobody gives you a space, huh, in life. Nobody wants to give you a space in life. The whole reason I got this new room, my TV room became my room, so that I can fucking record without anybody interfering in my life. And that is exactly what's happening. जला दूँ क्या पैंचो, पूरा बॉम्बे जला देंगे, माचिस की तीली से पूरा मुंबई जला डालेंगे, पैन का लौड़ा पैन चो बंद करवा देंगे, पूरा घर जला देंगे, उसको मारवा देंगे, पिटवा देंगे, उसके बॉयफ्रेंड के भाई के दोस्त को मार डालेंगे. That's what's been happening, son. But have you all been following the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial? OMG. OMG. I couldn't give a less a fuck because it doesn't impact my life. But दीदी ने हक दिया. Amber Heard ने बिस्तर पे हक दिया. Most of it, most people can say Amber Heard shitting on the bed was metaphorical of her life. She shat the bed. वाह, Johnny Depp, Johnny भाई को यार चकमा देके चली गई वो औरत, but नहीं दे पाई क्योंकि Johnny भाई निकले शातिर दिमाग वाले. Defecation के लिए defamation. What Amber Heard got instead in For defecating. Amber Heard defecated on Johnny Depp's bed. Johnny Depp. Yeah. I don't know. What was I saying? In Amber Didi ne defecate kiya. Johnny Bhai ne defamation case file kiya. Theek hai. Basically, def chal raha hai yahan par. Aur hum log chillax maar rahe. Hum log dekh rahe. Duniya bas dekh rahe. Popcorn kha ke dekh rahe. Bro, aur ek aurat किसी के बिस्तर पर हक के चली गई.
और दुनिया पॉपकॉर्न खाके देख. Like, what is happening in the world, bro? I'm so confused. There are women taking shit. They're taking shits on men's beds. And nobody is like batting an eye. Of course, they're batting an eye, but there might be some chick out there doing some shit like this. I've recently come across this type of YouTube channel. I don't know why it fucking recommends me, because I'm a young man or some shit like that. These YouTube channels that like talk about, you know, I'm an alpha male. If I'm dating a woman, she's gonna make me a sandwich, because when there is an intruder in the house, I'm the one who's gonna take care of it. I'm not gonna send her. So when I want a sandwich, she's gonna make me a sandwich. Like, I don't know how much of it is true. I get the concept that you want her to be of service to you, but are we really going down that road? I'm not understanding what's going on. I'm kind of confused. I'm really kind of confused, because I feel like I'm living life fine, right? I don't know. I don't feel the need. Of course, I want to do the protecting bit. I'm not the biggest, tallest, strongest guy, but I try my best, right? I mean, I'm better off than most women. It is what it is. Like, I could beat half the women on planet Earth. I could, meaning I am 5'4" and lanky as 55 kilograms, and I still could, right? Because most women are my size. But I don't know. I see that there is a certain type of man that would treat a woman a certain way and, you know, fuck a lot of women and then expect women to be loyal. I don't know if that is hypocrisy. I don't know if they're following the biological drive of men. I don't know if the world was supposed to be that way, if that is the history of humanity. But, and then I see that, you know, these guys are successful. They're making money, they're getting chicks. But then I see the other side of the world, which is like someone like Joe Rogan, who has a wife, 3 kids, is assumably a loyal man, and he's a very, you know, well-settled guy. He's all about love, and he's all about, like, you know, his partnership with his wife and everything. And I don't know, I see that. I don't know why I feel that the guys who... Sorry, I got cut off again. I see that this side of men who keeps saying, like, you know, oh, she's gonna make me a sandwich and all of that. I don't know why that feels like... That feels like a little bit of a facade. You know what I mean? Like, are they really those people? Is that person legitimately that kind of a person? Who's like this, you know what I mean? I don't know, but then I see there are women who are attracted to them, and I see all of that, and I don't know, it's kind of scary, you know? It's kind of scary that there is no place in the world for a good guy. And I don't mean nice guy who thinks he deserves good stuff because he's nice to other people. I'm saying a good guy meaning who wants good stuff for people. There's no room for that. There's no room for that guy, because the conquerors and the takers apparently will always take everything from them. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if that's how life works. But that somehow seems like how life works. That somehow seems like how, you know, that somehow seems like it's a rigged game, that the biggest, baddest motherfucker with the most money will always get what he wants. And no matter who you are, no matter how nice of a human being you are, no matter how pure your soul is, you will get fucked over no matter what. And I don't know if that is true, you know. I really don't know if that is true. I guess it is. I don't know. Sorry. Can you hear me better? Could you not hear me this entire time? I guess it is true. But I've been contemplating, you know, like, I mean... will I live a fucking mediocre life? Will you and I never have a legitimate life? Because there are always other people. Won't there be any woman who's loyal to us? Because there's always going to be a guy who's going to have more money, who's going to fucking be able to kick your ass and everything, and he's going to get more in life than you are. So she's going to go to him. And I'm not saying I'm some fucking heartbroken motherfucker. I have done that to people, and people have done that to me, and I see that the way world is that way. But somewhere it felt like if you have a pure connection with some person, you could, you know, if you're a hard worker and she sees you for who you are, and she sees your soul, and she knows that your soul is pure and you're working really hard, you could possibly, you know, have some future. Because keep in mind, like, it's easy to get a fuck. Like, everybody can get a fuck these days. 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, no matter how fat, thin, ugly, tall, small you are. It's very much possible. You don't really need to be the most good-looking guy to get a girl, or the most good-looking girl to get a guy. You just... to get sex? No. I don't know. I don't mean to get intense, but like, I see those videos and somehow they, I know, maybe, you know, it's that I'm only feeding my brain these things, and I feel like everybody gets impacted by these things. I feel like everybody feels like, oh, you have to be the most harshest motherfucker. Being driven and being an asshole, I feel, are two very different things. This is my conclusion, that you can be a driven guy who doesn't pay heed to women who are a waste of time. You can be a driven woman who doesn't feel the need to get a guy who's a little bitch and not as driven as you, or not more driven than you, you know. But I don't think that it's true that you have to be an asshole man to have the world be good to you. I think there's room for a lot of kindness in the world, but there is no room for a little bitch. I've come to realize that. I don't know if that makes sense for you. For me, it does. I feel like you can be kind, but you also have to have the power to be an asshole. That's what a real good guy is. Right now, I have the power to be kind, but I don't have the power to be an asshole. I'm not saying I'm some little bitch. I'm saying, in comparison to like fucking top level people, who are we? Who are you and I? We're just regular folk, you know. But there is room for us to grow. I don't know, maybe it feels like that, I guess. But on that note, fuck, I'll leave. I don't know what happened today, bro. Thoda, it's been a while since I've recorded, I guess. I'll see you soon. I love you, I miss you, and I'll keep this more consistent. This is gonna come out on a Monday, and I'll definitely keep it more consistent. I'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye bye.